looking really good.
Yeah, so I took a mine. All right, Howard, we're live.
Okay, sir, are you ready to come up?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Luke Johnston. I'm a resident of Taney County. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm here in support of my friends who I've only known for 6 months. I'm in support of them. I know they respect the land and that they are very focused on fostering community and providing a quiet place of recollection and connection. So I'm way in support of what they're doing. I think they have a plan in place, and it's going to be amazing.
All right. Thank you.
Tim Davis, Box 1625, Branson, Missouri. I wanted to address some of the technical points of the application. As the Commission is well aware, the criteria for granting or not granting conditional uses are set out in Article 23 of the zoning regulations. There are 7 basic criteria. The first is to consider whether the proposed project would have an adverse impact on the safety or morals of the community. In this instance, I don't think the project, in fact, I'm quite certain, the project's not going to encourage crime or moral decay among the populace. The second, would it affect property values in the area? I don't think it's going to affect property values at all because of these very unusually large vegetative buffers you see on both the north and south are approximately 600 to 800 feet in width. And also the large size. The whole project is over 200 acres in size. And I don't believe it's going to affect property value. Third criteria, would the project impede the normal development of surrounding properties? Obviously not. All the surrounding subdivisions and so on can develop or be turned into whatever anyone wants without regard to what happens on the 260-acre farm. Fourth criteria, you have to think about effectively nuisance factors such as lighting, noise, odors, and traffic. In this instance, I think the nuisance factors of lighting and noise and odor would be non-issues because, again, because of the large vegetative buffers, that whatever activity is taking place will be well concealed from the surrounding area. My anticipation is that the single biggest concern would be related to traffic, and whether the traffic load on Jefferson would be increased, perhaps to the detriment of the surrounding area. The fifth criteria to consider is can the infrastructure handle whatever it is that we want to do? And you look at water, sewer, electric, drainage, and so on. In this case, we have public water. We have the ability to hook up to the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and there's no issue, so far as I'm aware, with drainage or with the capacity of the electric company to provide electric. The sixth criteria is traffic congestion, and I do believe that Justin will speak more to traffic volumes on Jefferson and whether there needs to be additional access roads or not. I can't really speak to that issue on traffic. And then finally, the seventh point to consider is the zoning district, is this use compatible with the zone in question? And the answer is, all the activities that are proposed here, you can in fact put them in an agricultural zone if this commission says yes. So to that extent, it's compatible if the commission agrees. So based on the 7 criteria that are set out in our own regulations, I would submit that the conditional use permits can be granted. And if you have any more questions, you may not, but if you have any more questions, I'll do my best to field them.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Anyone else for supporting? Hello.
Hi. Good evening. My name is Jennifer Sundahl, and I have lived in Branson about the past 9 years. I moved here with my family 9 years ago because we came on vacation and we loved it so much because of the conservative nature. Within that 9 years, my family was completely redefined. and I found myself seeking some sort of resource that would be whole and healthy for me and my children to regain strength. And for the first time over the past 4 years, walking onto the land that is intended to one day be restored, there is a peace and an intentionality and a wholeness there that I've only found in different places around the country. For Branson to have the privilege of such a property like this, it's absolutely unbelievable. I'm a new friend to the family, and I've been on the property, and it is exquisite. It is a place where there is peace, where there would be trails, where homeschool moms and other moms could come with their kids and walk the trails, or the moms could get a break, go to the smoothie shop, go for a trail run, go for a bike ride. This is a place where, in a land where we live, where Elvis comes alive 3 days a week, all at the same time, on three different stages. You know, it's real. We live in a world where our kids and our families are battling against AI, against cell phones. You've all seen it when people go into restaurants. Nobody talks to each other. Husbands and wives are sitting there with who even knows what's going on in their lives. But people don't even know how to make eye contact anymore. And so this is a place with intentionality. It's not going to be a place where people party. It's going to be a safe place that's, you know, people that are drawn to this type of living will come and stay. And so I hope that you consider the privilege as a board that you have, because CPU variances exist for a reason, and you have the discernment and the discretion to potentially make an exception tonight that might change lives far beyond what you'll ever see, and you may not see until the other side of heaven. So I certainly hope that you take into consideration all the intentionality. And from someone who's been on the property, it's absolutely exquisite, and the arms are welcome wide open for the locals. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Derek Hartzell. On behalf of the Hartzell family, 424 Jefferson Road. That's that little bitty cutout right there. That's all we have left. I rise in support, but we'll use two phrases as a caveat to that. The two phrases are trust but verify and proceed with caution. About 20-some-odd years ago, if you look right in the middle of that, just to the south of that main large field, I sat with my grandfather underneath an oak tree as he was explaining how he cut cedar posts and the best way to preserve the heartwood so you could drive them into the ground and so that beyond the ravages of time they would stay. And his face softened, and he looked at me and he said, "Son, one day soon I'm going to be gone. And this whole property is either going to be a subdivision or it's going to be grown up with cedar trees." And over the last 20 years, I've seen that exact thing happen. And so I look at the opportunity to take this and turn it into something beneficial for the land, beneficial for the community. And I see that as a great opportunity. I'll note, looking even at the places where he has disturbed, where he has built, is some of the worst land in the property. Everywhere that's worth preserving has been turned into a preserve. But I say trust but verify and proceed with caution, because there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. There are a lot, whenever you're talking about the easement as well as the subparceling of the property, hooking up to water and sewer, the utilities, there is a list of questions that we need answered. So I hope Justin the best, absolutely 100%. From the short time that I've met him, he seems like a great guy. And if he was able to turn a garage business into a multi-million-dollar, multi-national company, I think that he's definitely an entrepreneur. But that's the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what else are we going to do with it? Is it just going to sit there and rot? Or are we going to make it into something? And if we do make it into something, it is worth doing it the right way. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Hi, my name is David Young, and I moved here back in 1992, and I live in the property kind of right over there by the storage units. So I've lived there a long, long time, known the Hartzell family, rode four-wheelers with them all over that property. It's a great piece of property. I'm also a builder, and I've done some developing myself, and one of my concerns has always been that somebody would buy the property and turn it into a subdivision, and it's such a beautiful piece of property. My wife and I, as we have coffee in the morning, we look out the window in the back over the property, and it's just so peaceful. And so Justin came by our house probably 8 weeks ago, introduced himself to us, and explained what he was wanting to do there. And I thought, what a great idea. If it could be turned into something that would be helpful to families, and still, with it being in the conservation easement, he's limited to what he can do there. And I really like the plan that he's come up with. I think it would be good for our community. And I know there's a lot of concern from people, you know, on the road that there's going to be a bunch of traffic and that property values could decrease. I'm not worried about any of that. They're going to come by my house before they get to everybody else's house. But I'm in favor of it. I like what I'm hearing. So.
All right. Thank you. I think that's it. So as far as the rest of the public hearing, do we want to just start on this side of the room and work our way back, or do you guys have a defined plan? Or let's just start on the front row. Has anybody signed up on the front row to speak? And then we'll just work our way back.
My name is Dane Ulrich. I live at 275 Summerbrook Lane, which is the neighborhood there in the Mill Creek addition. Yes, the biggest concern for me and a lot of the folks that I've spoken to is the road, the Jefferson Street, that is going, that allows the access to that property. It's a potential liability. Justin mentioned that, took, you know, responsibility for that. But as was mentioned in the meeting yesterday that we had, we're talking about a lot of people coming in, 100, 150 parking spots you talked about, plus the campsites and all the other things going on, plus people from the public. And that's a lot of people coming down Jefferson Street. And that street is not, at the current moment, equipped to handle that much traffic, especially with those neighborhoods like in the Mill Creek Division where I live. It's a one-way in, one-way out neighborhood. And 2 years ago, I needed an ambulance to come in and take me to the hospital. And if we have, you know, traffic backups, problems, whatever, emergency vehicles are going to struggle to get around, you know, the backup of traffic. School buses come down into that, into those neighborhoods. And so any type of stoppage of traffic is obviously the biggest concern for me and a lot of the folks who live down in those neighborhoods. It's up to you to figure out whether or not this conservatory is being destroyed or disrupted and all of those things. But I think most of the people behind me would admit that one of the biggest issues is the access and the road from Jefferson.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Melissa Terhart, and I live at 162 Summerbrook Lane. I have the same concerns. Jefferson Street, that's my biggest issue. I have nightly rentals myself. That's what I'm in the business of doing. So I don't really have a problem with people putting up Airbnbs, just not in my backyard. I've bought mine all in commercial property. But even so, I think this is a great plan. This is the first